بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And your brother Hani?
Hani Rahal, yes.
Okay, so you're in charge of the Heavenly Match program?
I am working with the Muslim Congress for the Heavenly Match program, and we have a lot of volunteers with us, alhamdulillah.
Okay, so in a few words, can you describe what you do in Heavenly Match?
The Heavenly Match, the Muslim Congress Heavenly Match, in two sentences, it's we match Muslim brothers to Muslim sisters, both of them under, we try to match them so they can get married under Islamic supervision.
Oh, okay. So, like, is it a very successful?
Alhamdulillah, it has been very successful. This year, I know from the conference last year and the conferences before, every year we have marriages happening. In fact, last weekend, I was invited to a marriage that from the last conference in Kansas, they met and they got married last weekend, Saturday. I was invited to one of them. Plus, we have a sister here in Dearborn, Michigan. In this same, we had a conference 3 years ago in this same facility, and she came yesterday and she told us they got married even in this hotel, in the same hotel.
MashaAllah. So do you think that anyone will be successful this year, inshallah?
Actually, this year we're looking for a very successful, especially right now we are making it to be online. You can go and search yourself and you get send the code, and we will match you with that code. We'll go from there. It's going to be more software right now, and it will be easier, and it will be year-round, inshallah.
Okay, thank you for your time, Brother Hani.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck, brothers. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, sisters.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So, sisters, what is Hayya 360?
Hayya 360 is a forum for the ladies. Basically, it's an opportunity for women to participate in online classes and a way to network with the other sisters across North America. It also provides the opportunity to have a direct interaction with ulama. Not everyone has that opportunity due to their location or their availability. So we provide classes for them, and there is no cost for these classes. They're all free.
So, how many sisters do you have in the Hayya 360, do you know?
We're not allowed to reveal that information at this moment.
No, I believe we have over 400 sisters registered for our Gmail list. We also have a Facebook group, which has, I believe, I don't know exactly, but I think over 100 and something sisters as well. So, And so then the way they register for each individual class is on GoToMeeting, and we also send them emails and Facebook reminders.
Okay, so last question is, has your personality changed ever since taking these classes? Like, you think you became a better Muslim?
We've become more knowledgeable in our Islam and Deen, and our actions now reflect that. It's not so much personality, but it's what's on the inside that counts.
Mariam?
I honestly think that after taking these classes, I really have gained a lot of knowledge, and knowledge is ilm, right? Yeah, okay. I've gained a lot of ilm. And just like when we took the philosophy of hijab, I learned a lot more about hijab than just like, oh, it's just covering your body and oh, it's just a piece of cloth. Like, I learned about the history of hijab and like why it's so significant and why it's like the symbol of Islam.
Also in the class titled Women with Maulana Beg, we also learned about the role of women in Islam, and that I think sometimes people don't understand, or they haven't been told what the role of women are, and through the book and through the classes with Maulana, we're able to understand that better.
Thank you, sisters, for your time. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother, what's your name?
Ibrahim, Sean Ibrahim.
And where are you from?
I am actually originally Jamaican, but I'm from Florida, but right now I'm in Dearborn. So.
Oh, okay. So is this your first Muslim Congress?
Nah, this is like my fourth, maybe.
Okay. So what brought you to MC this year?
Obviously the Brotherhood brought me to MCs. I have a lot of families in here that comes annually. So we here every year just to keep sharpening our spiritual, concepts.
Okay. And so what are you trying to achieve from this conference?
Trying to build my imam up, you know, get more spiritual on this level, definitely within, you know, the fact that we Shias. You know, it's hard to be around a lot of Shias because it's really, there's not too many. So the fact that we get to be all in one place at one time, that's definitely something I'm definitely trying to get involved with. So I'm trying to get brotherhood. So I'm trying to establish relationships.
Okay. Inshallah, see you in the next conferences.
All right. See you there, bro.
We're going through the last steps of Muslim Congress now, closing the session. As the chairman of Muslim Congress, Hujjatul Islam Ghulam Hurshabiri. In the background, you see the flag from the Haram of Mawla Abbas, which has been presented by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muslim Congress. And inshallah, people who are attending the conference will get a chance to touch and do ziyarat of this beautiful flag, the flag of the loyal servant, the loyal brother of our Imam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And we hope inshallah, Ghulam, as you can hear, Hujjat Islam Ghulam Hurshabiri is explaining now, he's explaining the Masa'ib of Hazrat Abbas right now. We hope that all the attendees will learn from Hazrat Abbas and inshallah sacrifice whatever is needed for the Hussein of our time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. At the right, the chairman of Muslim Congress is explaining the Masa'ib of Mawla Abbas, and the audience, although they have been here for 2 days, they're very tired. Many of them have really not slept, but again, the Masa'ib of Mawla Abbas are such that you know, they are they're moving everybody here, and they have moved everyone for last 1400 years. And inshallah, when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam come, then we will get a chance to be able to do his nusrat following the footsteps of Mawla Abbas, inshallah.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل. To have a picture with the flag, and after that the crowds are eagerly waiting, both on the ladies and gents sides. Assalamu alaikum, what is your name?
My name is Mustafa.
Where are you from?
I came from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm originally from Bahrain.
Well, mashallah, you're from Bahrain, and I know a number of speakers addressed the issue of the oppression happening in Bahrain. How was it for you to listen to these people express solidarity with the people of Bahrain?
I thank all the ulama and the people the oppressed people there.
So that the rest will. MashaAllah, I know we may live here, but our hearts are definitely with our brothers in Bahrain. How did you like being at the Muslim Congress, and is this a conference that you would recommend to other people as well?
Yes. Yeah, we learn a lot, and it's very spiritual to come here and to know new people.
Okay, thank you so much. We hope to see you in the next year as well.
This half of the flag, you can please.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akhil. Can I ask you a couple of questions about your experience at Muslim Congress here? Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Okay, I'm here with Brother Akhil. Which city are you from, Brother?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay, you come all the way, mashallah, from Orlando, Florida. What brought you from the other end of the United States to come here and attend the conference?
A quest for knowledge and to meet the ulama and to gain a new experience in my Islamic religion.
Okay, and were your expectations met, and how did you like the conference?
They were definitely met. I learned quite a bit. I have a lot to share now with my fellow brothers back at home. I bought two books, actually, that I couldn't find anywhere. And I'm just lucky to be here, and I'm going to be here next time, inshallah.
Mashallah. And is this something that you would recommend to other people of your age?
I would definitely recommend it to other people. Just to share the knowledge with other people and the converts that came here, the all sorts of programs that they had, the Heavenly Match, everything that made life a bit easier for us, and to gain our security in our soul searching for our inner peace with the Lord was just amazing.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you at the 9th conference, 9th Alma conference in Los Angeles, inshallah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. I'm here with the chairman of Board of Trustees, Ghulam Hirshabiri. Brother Ghulam Hirshabiri, what's your message for the attendees of the Muslim Congress, 8th Annual Muslim Congress?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, Muslim Congress is an organization for all the Shia community, followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and they should consider that as their home, as their community, as their family. And let us make the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam just as a family. As we believe in Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we are just like as a family, and we have to get together. Our unity is the most important thing that we need to consider that. And we have to unite
And one of the things we noticed, and that we heard from a lot of people, was they loved this idea of so many different ethnic backgrounds, so many different people coming from all around. What is your view on the fact that Muslim Congress attract all different ethnicities from all different parts of the US and Canada countries?
Actually, Islam is a religion that says that all mu'mineen or believers are like brothers, brothers and sisters. So we'd like to make a forum of the brothers and sisters, make a family from whatever ethnic group they are, from whatever culture they are, from whatever country they are, regardless of any country, any color, any community, they have to get together with the name of Quran, Ahlul Bayt, with the name of Islam. And especially the fundamentalists that are being introduced, those fundamentals that are being introduced by Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alay, and that is our pure Muhammadan Islam. With that, we would like to have this forum.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. We have been interviewing people all throughout, and they have really been moved by this conference. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and all the ulama of Muslim Congress. And last question I would ask you is, what is your message for those who have never attended Muslim Congress before? They have heard good things about it, but they are considering attending the next one. What is your message to somebody who is not familiar with Muslim Congress right now and is considering attending the next conference?
My request to all brothers and sisters who could not attend for any reason, that please attend this conference, because it requires your presence. While you do not be present, you cannot understand what's happening. Although those people who go back, they can relate to you, and you can ask them. Since last year, I can remember that many brothers and sisters, they said that this conference is like a mini Hajj. As in Islam also, it's been said that if you cannot go for Hajj, at least participate in Jummah prayer. Jummah prayer is Hajj of Fuqara. Same way, when the gathering like this from the all backgrounds of the communities from America and Canada, they get together, that is also a mini Hajj. It's not something that people are saying, that is something, it is according to the tradition of Islam. So coming into this conference is a kind of worship. Participating in this conference, it gives you a new conference, a new experience. It gives you a new life for the next year that you can take. It gives you a message that is pure message of Islam, and enlivening the community. We would like to form the community, and formation of community, you should not stay behind. You have to come up front and be a sabiqoon. Participate in that, not only participate in that, but be involved and take part in the projects of Muslim Congress. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those who have participated, and I would like to thank all volunteers of Muslim Congress today, those who participated and they helped for the success of today's conference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who are taking the pictures, those who are making this interview. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the rewards. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi.
Thank you very much. Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi. Steph from Toronto, you were attending the Muslim Congress for the first time. How was your experience of attending the Muslim Congress?
It was very spiritual. Learned a lot by the lectures. It was like a big family get together. Met a lot of people. Made new friends. So it was just beautiful. I just loved it.
Okay, mashallah, very well said. Is this something that you recommend to other people who may be considering, especially as somebody who, mashallah, have children as well? Is this something that you would recommend to other mothers to come over here and attend as well?
Yes, definitely. It will really be beneficial to them and the children. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you, and we hope to see you at the next conference, inshallah. Conference today. One of the questions on their mind is, how do they stay involved with Muslim Congress throughout the year? So can you talk a little bit in terms of your message for those people who left the conference and would like to stay involved with Muslim Congress throughout the year, not just at the conferences?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah that we have another successful conference where we are witnessing more than 2,000 people coming from various corners of North America, and we pray for all of them. Our mission of Muslim Congress is nothing but the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala, and our path is nothing but the path of the walayat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the walayat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Our message to the mu'mineen and mu'minat, may Allah increase in their tawfiq, is to stay in touch and stay steadfast with the leadership and maintain and strive to maintain their purification of the soul and spread the awareness in the masses. Karbala is a movement, and it requires our awareness and in-depth understanding of the values and concepts of the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And if we end up having the in-depth awareness and tafaqquh fi deen and the ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of our religion and its values, a person like this cannot stay idle. He will automatically end up having a revolution inside him. And when there is a revolution taking place inside on the footsteps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he will certainly become a muntazir and a person awaiting for Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. So this is the kind of people we would like to see. We want the people to be walking in the footsteps of Habib ibn Mudahir alayhi salatu wasalam. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And as you said, there a lot of ways that people can stay in touch, like the Muslim Congress camps and various seminars. However, one of the things that the sisters are very interested in was the Haya 360 initiative that has been started. Could you say a few words about those sisters who would like to get involved with the Haya 360?
Yeah, we have, alhamdulillah, various projects going on throughout the year, and conference is just one of the list of the projects. Like you just mentioned, Haya 360 is a forum for, how we call it, the interactive forum for the active sisters. So the whole theme is to reach out to those sisters who are in their own homes, in the convenience of their homes. They can learn and from the interactive sessions of various scholars and their speeches online. So alhamdulillah, they can sign up and to be part of that forum. We have a, you know, they can go to meeting.com. We will assign them the password, and they will join the weekly and monthly sessions. We have the Justice 360 forum for the lawyers, for helping our own community members in the case when their rights are violated, so they know their rights and live as equal citizens of United States or and Canada. And likewise, we have a network of camps taking place for the entire family through throughout the calendar year in various time zones. Whichever time zone, whichever location is closer to our brothers and sisters, we would love to have them here in those campsites. You can browse our website for all your needs related to these matters, muslimcongress.org, one word without a dash. And you can find our other projects as well, like Heavenly Match for the marriage services help towards our communities, the youth. And likewise, we have the Islamic Education Board, which has, for the first time in the history, has devised all new and totally updated, up to the mark syllabus for the Islamic schools up till grade 12. And five of those grades among the 12 have been printed and launched this year at the 8th annual conference here at Dearborn, Michigan. And we would like our brothers and sisters in various Sunday schools across Canada and America to please benefit from this new revised, updated syllabus, which is up to the expectations. So inshallah, and there are much more, several other things going on, but I will just take that as sufficient. So, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the tawfiq for all of you.
Thank you so much, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us under your guidance and the guidance of other ulama and our imam. May Allah bless Muslim Congress, and we inshallah look forward to the other activities throughout the year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for all of your services and zahmat.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm here with Sheikh Osama. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, and Sheikh had a number of sessions, and especially the keynote closing session. And we've been interviewing people throughout the conference, and a number of them pointed out that they were really moved by the messages that were given by you. How was your personal experience of attending this conference and interacting with a diverse group of individuals here?
Alhamdulillah, I felt that it was very a very electric environment. It was very exciting to be here. And personally, I was moved by the ikhlas of those people who were attending. So for me, it was a wonderful experience. I feel like it was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope that Allah gives tawfiq to participate in future gatherings, inshallah.
Okay, and one of the key messages, and mashallah, you gave so many wonderful messages. One of the key messages that really struck the hearts of the youths that we were talking to was about self-improvement and akhlaq. So can you maybe repeat that in terms of just what is your advice for individuals who want to work for the cause of Islam, and what should they be working on in terms of their own akhlaq?
Okay, so at first I advise myself before anyone else, and I hope that these words have effect on me before they have effect on anyone else. But the issue is that we as Muslims, we have to realize our responsibility towards the coming of the Imam. And the reason the Imam is not here is because of our deficiencies, which we can remove from ourselves. And if we will each take a step forward, if we'll dig a little bit deeper, and not only be satisfied with being politically aware and carrying out the wajibat, but actually make effort to cleanse our nafs and our soul and try and get rid of our egos, then this is something, when the Imam sees these kind of sincere followers, then we'll see that Islamic work takes place. Otherwise, if that doesn't take place, then just being politically aware, just being opposed to oppression, just these things are not going to save us. We have to find out where our own demons lie and try and get rid of those demons.
MashaAllah, that was a wonderful message. And another really point that you clarified, which can be considered controversial, but alhamdulillah, you brought a lot of clarity, and you're known for that, to bring clarity to controversial issues, was this issue of the, you know, different mirages and people trying to spread a lot of rumors about, you know, one mirage versus being another mirage. Yeah. So what is, again, the key gist of the message that you were presenting here, which was beautiful?
Okay. The message which I would try and get across to believers is we are not fighting with anybody over who they make taqleed to. Okay? It's not that you are on the line of wilayat if you make taqleed to Ayatollah Khamenei and the minor issues of fiqh. You make taqleed to him or any other qualified marja, that is acceptable. We love you, we appreciate you for doing that effort. The idea is that when we need religious guidance in the political arena, who is the a'lam in that regard? Who should we be looking to and seeking guidance from? And that is one individual. And if we will accept his wilaya and guidance, we will definitely be among those who are hastening the return of our master.
Mashallah, very well said. And another question that we got from the youth, especially growing up in the West here, is that they complain of that they can come to Muslim Congress, but it's very hard for them to be able to get involved within the Islamic communities that exist, because a lot of Islamic communities tend to be run by elders who are from other countries, and they present programs, and alhamdulillah, they're sincere brothers, but they don't really have programs that appeal to the youths. So what is your message to youths who live in these communities and just cannot relate to the programs that are happening because of language and cultural issues?
So I think that, first of all, we salute those who have gone before us. It is not that we sit back as youngsters, as rookies, and say, all of your work was nothing, we are the people who know everything. These are the people who, whether through strengths or weakness, they were the ones who got Islam to us. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these individuals and what they've done. The question is that enough? Can we be satisfied? Is that something that will carry the message through? We said that that's not enough. If I see that there is a problem and issue in the way that our centers are structured now, many of our centers are not headed by ulama.
Yes.
Many of our centers are not about, they're cultural centers. We sit, we drink chai, we speak the local language, right? But as far as improving myself, getting direction, learning about my religion, it's not there. Is it enough only to point fingers and say, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad? Or do I point the thumb at myself and say, how can I improve this? Is the answer to separate myself, get away from these things, or to say, is there a way that I can do reform from inside the system? If not from inside the system, without being at war with those other centers, what other activities can I do which are conducive, right? Which complement that which happens over there. So not that I become another reason for fitna and we don't associate, no, but maybe I can use these same structures, same facilities, but hold programs which are actually more useful to the youth.
And one of the beautiful things about Muslim Congress is the diversity that exists here.
Yes.
And that was something that was pointed out by a number of people here. What is your view in terms of, especially in the context of Muslim Congress, about this beautiful mosaic that we see from the different parts of the country, different ethnicities? What is your comment about, how do you feel when you see all these different color and shades of Shia religion?
Okay, alhamdulillah, this is one small step, and we still have a great distance to cover. But the thing is that amongst our youth and amongst our elders who are aware and conscious, we've come to the realization that those lines that the imperialists drew up amongst us, right? You're on this side of the river, you are not part of the group. You're on this, right? Man-made lines. These are things which are not barriers for us. We are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, servants of our master, and we have to make sure that we knock down those cultural barriers that are keeping us apart. So this is a small step, but it's not perfect yet. We still have more work to do as far as reform, bettering ourselves and working within ourselves. We also should look and see where, because the problem that sometimes comes up is sometimes amongst our brothers and sisters who feel rejected. If I come to a center and because of my race, because of my color, I am not appreciated, sometimes the backlash is a creeping in of nationalism. We have to make sure that doesn't creep in. We don't want to go back to the old song and dance, right? Islam is the pure religion and the true religion. There are like-minded individuals, whether I'm from an Indian background or a Pakistani background or a Khoja background or any other background. We're all the people who realize, amongst our youth and amongst our elders. Let's find these like-minded individuals and let's all work together, inshallah, to pave the way for the return of our Imam.
Yeah, my last question is for people who might have heard about Muslim Congress. Yeah. They have never attended it. What would you suggest for them in terms of attending the conference and getting involved in organizations like Muslim Congress and learning from Ulama-i Haq?
Okay. We encourage brothers and sisters, wherever they are, to take a step forward for Islam. We don't feel that Muslim Congress is the only venue, only outlet, everybody else is bad. We encourage Islamic work wherever it is. One of the blessings about Muslim Congress is that the direction is correct. Any of us, all of us may have some issues with this small program, that issue, but the direction of leadership, the direction of being with ulama, the direction of educating ourselves about Islam, of purifying ourselves, of coming together, of being united, of working with one another. This is a beautiful direction. So inshallah, for those of us who haven't had the tawfiq to come, inshallah we attend other programs, gatherings, wherever we can benefit the cause. But if we can, we try and come and attend Muslim Congress also and experience that electric feeling, inshallah.
Thank you so much, and you're part of bringing that electric feeling to Muslim Congress. And we wish for all of us to stay under your guidance, the guidance of our Imam, and Ulama Haq, inshallah, and our Rabbi, inshallah. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you. You are in our dua.